We're continuing with some insights in the Rei Torah on the Haggadah. And a lot of what we're saying is from the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, quoted in the Siach HaGrid Haggadah, which is a Gishmak Haggadah that was put out, that was published in 1995 by Rav Soloveitchik's grandson, Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein, Rav Lichtenstein's son. So he has a nice collection of Divrei Torah from the Rav and the Haggadah, mostly Lamdas. There's also other Haggadahs, which we mentioned yesterday from Rav Soloveitchik, that other Talmidim put out, the Exalted Evening Haggadah from Rabbi Ganak. There's another Haggadah from Rabbi Adler. And we'll quote some other sources as well. So in the Siach HaGrid Haggadah, Rav Soloveitchik comments in the very beginning on the minig that many homes, many people have, that the father wears a kittel the night of the Seder. And this is a bit strange. Why does the father put on a kittel or don the kittel on the Seder night? We know that the kittel is traditionally a garment that is that the garment of represents mourning, of burial. We bury a person in his kittel. It like represents tachrichim, shrouds. So why do you wear a kittel on the night of the Seder? People wear a kittel on Yom Kippur because we want to be doima to the malachim. We dress in white. And it's also kind of appropriate to remind oneself of the Yom HaMisa, maybe on Yom Kippur. It's the day of tshuva. But what's the connection to wearing a kittel on the night of the Seder? Not all people have the minhag to wear a kittel, but many people do have the minhag to wear a kittel. So if Soloveitchik brings down... Chabad has them, do not. Okay, I think a lot of Hasidim don't.
They only wear that Yom Kippur. The only time of the year they
Yom Kippur.
It's
Yom Kippur, yeah. Well, many Hasidim, I think. I'm familiar with Chabad. But
actually, I think
that's a lot of Hasidim.
They what's it called? They only wear it once a year. So if they get married that year, they won't wear it that
Yom Kippur. A lot of people wear that minig. So the Rav says in the Siach HaGrid Haggadah that the Netziv, in his Haggadah, the Netziv has an Haggadah called Imrei Shefer, but the Netziv in his Haggadah says that the reason people have a minhag to wear a kittel on the night of the Seder is not because the kittel has any connection to Big Day Mason, but because he says we are remembering that on the Seder night we used to eat Karban Pesach, and the Karban Pesach, since it's a carbon, it has to be eaten in a state of trepidation, in a state of aim of a yira. You have to eat the carbon Pesach in a state of aim of a yira. And therefore, he says, when they would eat the carbon, so just like you should have, you know, a more formal kind of dress when you daven, says the Netziv, when you're standing in front of Hashem. So when you daven, we're on... Page Zion in the Siach HaGrid Haggadah, for those who have Haggadah who want to see it inside. So says the Netziv that similarly when they ate karbanos, they would wear begadim chashuvim. They would wear like formal garments, chashuv garments, which would you know, put them in the proper state of mind. So he says that the wearing a white garment, specifically a simple white garment, is a beged chashuv, quotes a pasuk. So he says, as a seichel amikdash, we wear a kettle. That's what the Netziv brings down. But the Rav said over in the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, that no, we can explain perhaps this minig of wearing a kettle on the Seder night differently. That we know, we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam says, Perek Zayin of Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, halacha. Look up and find the halacha. The Rambam says in halacha gimel, he starts off halacha gimel, he writes, "V'tzarech la'asoy shinui b'layla zeh." Person has to make changes on this night. He has to do unusual things, kidei sheyiru abonim v'yishalu, so that the children will notice that you're doing things that are unusual, and they're going to ask the famous question, they'll ask, why is this night different than all the other nights? Why are you acting differently? And we'll be able to answer them that this is exactly what happened. We'll tell them the whole story. Then the Rambam says, Ketzad Mishaneh. How do you make changes on the night of the Seder? What changes do we do? So we're familiar with the changes that are mentioned in the Manishtana, which we mentioned yesterday, that we recline when we eat, we dip twice, we eat maror, we don't eat, you know, other vegetables, we eat matzah. The Rambam mentions other changes. Says the Rambam, Ketzad Mishaneh, how do you change on this night of the 15th of Nisan to arouse the children's curiosity? Mechalik lahem kloyes ve'goyzim. You give out to your kids, your children, nuts and sweets, roasted nuts. This is in my father's house growing up. Father has this minig, which I'm still mamshich, still continue. He used to give out a lot of candies to the kids, nash, if he asked a good question. So we start our Seder in my house. I start the Seder. I give out to each kid like a nash bag, like a bag to store the nash. And I come to the Seder table with, I come stocked. You know, I have a big bag of tofu, whatever, good, you know, get some good nash. Kids know that they'll ask questions, you'll get some good nash. That's what Rambam says. You have to be mechalik, kloyos ve'agoyzim. 1 second, Aryeh. Then he says further, what else do you do? Oikrin ha-shulchan milufneyem. The Rambam says, you take away the table. You take away the ka'ara. Some people have this minig. It says it in the Haggadah, you know, I think before the Manishtana. It says, misalkin es ha-ka'ara min ha-shulchan. You take away the ka'ara. Some, man, I don't know if more people do it. But take off the ki'ara. You take off the Seder plate. He's going to ask, what's going on? We didn't eat yet. Why are you cleaning off the table? So, and then the Rambam goes on and he says, you grab matzah from one another. That's the makar for stealing the asikaimon. What's going on? People are grabbing each other's matzahs. So said Ramosha Salavajic that perhaps you can say that the reason why we have a minig to wear a kittel the night of the Seder, many people have that custom, is also in that same vein. That it's not like the Yitziv says to remember and commemorate the fact that when they ate Karban Pesach, they had to wear begodim chashuvim. And it's not, I don't know, to remind us of the day of death. I mean, that would be pretty incongruous with Seder night. But rather, the reason we wear a kittel, he said, is kadeshi yishalati noikais. It's like, it's in the spirit of what the Rambam says. That we make certain changes, we act differently in order to arouse the children's curiosity. Says the Rav, what will be the nafkamina between the minig of between the pshat of his father and the pshat of the Nitziv? He says the nafkamina would be l'chayra, who has to wear the kittel. If you learn like the Nitziv, says the Rav, everyone should have to wear a kittel. But if you understand it the way his father says, the whole idea is in order to arouse the children's curiosity that they should start asking questions and say, this is pretty unusual. How could you be wearing a kittel? I understand that you can't be wearing a kittel. But why are you wearing a kittel tonight? This is strange. So they'll ask a question, so then only the Baal HaBayis would need to wear the kittel. And in the footnote, he points out that we wear maybe perhaps dafka a kittel because of this question, that since a kittel represents big day mason, it represents shrouds, which we bury a person in. A person's buried in his kittel, or in tachrichim. It's a simple white garment. So the child's going to ask, Dafka, why tonight are you wearing a kittel? It's Yom Tov. Kittel is Big Day Mason. Why are you wearing... Yom Tov is supposed to be happy. So it's going to arouse the child's curiosity. That's the pshat that Salvejic suggests. Ari, you had a Shiloh? Question?
No.
It's okay.
That was the Rebbe's father?
Mentioned it in the name of his father. He explains it in the name of his father, Ramosha Salvejic. Okay, so now we're up to, as we said... Yes, go ahead.
What
will the dad tell his kid? If the kid asks him, why are you wearing a kittel today? He'll say, it's an excellent question. The reason is, stay tuned and you'll find out. The kid will go to sleep right then.
He's not going to find out.
He's going to find out. He's going to tell him the story. He'll tell him eventually. The whole point of doing it was that you should ask the question.
What's the connection?
It's not dafka to Yitzhak's time. It's just doing something unusual that the child should wonder what's happening here.
We're not doing enough.
I mean, the Rambam says you give out candies in the beginning of your meal. You give out candies. Mechal klois v'goyis. What does that have to do with Tzipitzis Mitzrayim?
No, but I'm saying
there's an idea. We see in the Rambam that there's a halacha of kedesha yishalu atinoikos, that we do things that are unusual in order to arouse the children's curiosity, to pique their curiosity, to provoke them, that they should ask questions.
But like about Yitzis Mitzrayim?
No, about what's happening tonight. Ma mishtano alayla hazeh mikol alaylois. Why are you doing things differently tonight? Okay, so now the first step of the Haggadah, of the Seder, which you said again yesterday, we mentioned, why is it called a Seder, an order? It's called Leila Seder, the night of order. So we said to Pshatim yesterday, we mentioned the Pshat of the Sfas Emes, that it comes to signify how the Jewish history runs with an order. It's under a divine order. Nothing is random. Nothing is coincidence, by chance, just a matter of circumstances, which in fact connects us today to Purim, that we know what's the whole idea of Purim, that it's Megillus Esther, as we said in the name of Rav Huttner the other day, it reveals that which is hidden. The whole idea of the Nes of the Megillah is that it demonstrates that what seemingly was just a natural, you know, story, a random chain of events. The king got angry, killed his wife, he happened to choose a Jewish woman, a whole, you know, etc., the whole story. It's really all Hashgacha Pratis, right? That's why we know it says in Chazal that the name of Hashem is not mentioned at all in the Megillah, but every time it says HaMelech, refers to Hashem, because Hashem is really there behind the scenes. So, says the Sfas Emes, that's the idea why we call it Leila Seder, to show that Jewish history runs with an order, with a Seder. There's Golus has a Seder, Gehula has a Seder, it's all based on a divine plan. We said that the Rav says a different pshat. We mentioned yesterday. The Rav says, this is quoted in the Exalted Evening Haggadah, not in the Siach Hagrid, but the Rav says in the other Haggadah, the Exalted Evening Haggadah, they quote in the name of the Rav, but the Rav explained that the pshat is that all of the different stages of the Seder, of the Leila Seder, Kadeh Shurchatz Karpas Yachatz Magid Ravtz and Moitzi Matzah, etc. Shulchan Oirech, Karuch, Zofen Baruch, Alam Mirza, they all merge to one kiyum, a mitzvah of Sipri Tzitzis Mitzrayim. And each of these steps plays a role in Sipri Tzitzis Mitzrayim, which is the overarching mitzvah that is on us the night of the 15th, like we read in the Rambam. The mitzvah is a mitzvah of Sipur. We discussed that yesterday, the difference between Sipur and Tzchira. So says the Rav, each step of the Seder relates to Sipri Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Okay, so now we're up to the first, which is Kadesh. Kiddush. Making Kiddush. So first of all, Salvechik in the Siach HaGrid Agada, he quotes the famous Psak of the Mechaber, Simen Tov Ayin Beis, that the Mechaber Paskins in Simen Tov Ayin Beis, Sif Aleph, that you have to make Kiddush on the Seder night after it is already dark, which is different than every Shabbos or every Yom Tov. Normally on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the halacha is you're allowed to say Kiddush after already Plaga Mincha. After Plaga Mincha, which we learned from the Gemara in Brachas, that's the earliest time you can daven Ma'ariv, I think according to Rabbi Yehuda, if I'm not mistaken, correct? Here's that Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you can daven Ma'ariv from Plag. Or I'm mixing it up. What? Fourth parak?
Yeah.
I think it's Rabbi Yehuda, no? Adam Mincha.
Anyway, yeah,
Rabbi Yehuda Shita is still Plag Amincha.
Yeah.
Why?
Why does Rabbi Yehuda say to Ma'ariv? Oh, very good, excellent. That's what we're going to discuss. So the Rav points out that the Mechaber Paskins, that the night of the Seder is different than every other Yom Tov or every Shabbos. Every Yom Tov or every Shabbos you make Kiddush already. The earliest time you could say Kiddush is from Plag HaMincha. However, Seder night, the Mechaber says, one should make sure that he says Kiddush after it is already nightfall. He should not say Kiddush early before nightfall. That's the Psak of the Mechaber. So the Magen Avraham says, what's the Svara of the Mechaber. Rabbi Avraham says the reason is because Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kosos. It's one of the first of the four cups of wine that we have to drink. And the four cups of wine that we have to drink, they are a Durabbanon fulfillment of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a Takana Durabbanon to drink four cups of wine. And to drink these four cups and connect them to four different brachos, right? The first cup relates to the bracha of Kiddush. The second cup relates to the bracha that we say at the end of Magid. It relates to the Magid, the whole story of Magid that we talk about in the Haggadah. And the bracha that we say at the end of the Magid of Asher Galanu Gesundheit. And then the third bracha we have is benching. And the fourth bracha is the bracha that relates to Challah. So says the Magen Avraham, since the din of Arba Kosos is a fulfillment of Sipritzias Mitzrayim, Midrabbanan, and the halach of Sipritzias Mitzrayim is that you can only tell the story at night. How do you know you can only tell the story at night? We're going to say it later in that God that says, Yachol mi bayd yoyim, you might think that you can already start telling the story of Sipritzias Mitzrayim during the day. Talmud Leimar, the Mechilta makes the drasha, it says in the Pasuk, Bayoyim mahu, I bayoyim mahu, you might think he bayd yoyim. From the pasuk Bavur Zeh, we learn out that the mitzvah of Sipritzias Mitzrayim applies at the time that matzah and maror are placed before you. So the mitzvah of Sipritzias Mitzrayim takes effect. When is it chal? At the time when you're chayiv and eating matzah and maror. Matzah and maror is only at night because it says ba'erev toichlu matzah. So you have to eat matzah at night. So therefore, says the Taz, the din is you have to make Kiddush Dafka at night because in order to be Yotze, the Magen Avraham says that the reason why you have to make Kiddush Dafka at night, Seder night, is because in order to fulfill that mitzvah of Arba Kaisis, which is in the Kiddush, in other words, Kiddush on the night of the Seder plays two roles. It plays a role as Kiddush, like every Yom Tov you make Kiddush. You have to make Kiddush on the day, and you have to say Kiddush on wine. That's a dindarabbanon, to say Kiddush on wine. But then there's another halacha that the Kiddush here has also a role as a player in the mitzvah of Sipritzias Mitzrayim through drinking Arba Kaisis, through the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis. So says the Bagad Avraham, that's why the Machaber says you have to say Kiddush at night, because of the din of Arba Kaisis. So the Rav quotes the Taz.
The fear of eating matzah and maror, which is a part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, has to be done at night, and that's why.
It happens to be that that's true, but that wasn't what we said. We said that the din is you have to eat matzah and maror at night, and we learn out from the Mechilta makes a drasha, which is quoted in the Haggadah, that it says, Bavur said, it's on account of this, Lo Amarti, says the Mechilta, I only said that you're obligated in Sipur at a time that you're chayiv in matzah and maror. So we have a drasha. When are you chayiv in Sipur? At the time that you chayiv to eat matzah and maror, meaning at night. The mitzvah of Sipur does not begin by day. That's the drasha of the Mechilta, quoted in the Haggadah.
When you're chayiv in matzah and maror?
Correct. What's the time when you're obligated to tell the story? When you're at the same time that you're obligated to eat matzah and maror, which is only at night. So that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. So the Rav then quotes the Taz, that the Taz brings a different svar. The Taz says that Kiddush has to be at the same time as when you're able to eat matzah. Kiddush has to be at the same time when you're able to eat matzah. He says matzah is similar to Karban Pesach, and Pesach is only at night. So matzah is only at night, and Kiddush has to be similar to the matzah. So it's very enigmatic. What exactly is the pshat here in the Taz? What's the svara of the Taz? The Taz says that there's like a correlation, there's a chain. Matzah, you have to say Kiddush when you can eat matzah, and matzah is similar to Pesach. Pesach is only at night. So what's the connection? So the Rav says in the Siach Hagrid Haggadah, here on page Tes, he has a longer discussion about it, says the Rav that there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis. There's two dinim in the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis, and there's two dinim in the mitzvah of the first cup of Kiddush. Yes.
Wait. So we eat matzah, which is at night, so therefore Kiddush.
We eat Pesach at night, therefore we eat matzah at night, therefore we make Kiddush at night. That's what the Taz says.
Okay.
Because you have to say Kiddush at a time that you could eat the matzah. So earlier in the afternoon, let's say, according to the Taz, in other words, maybe technically speaking, you could take in the Yom Tov earlier, but since the Kiddush has to be recited at the same time as when you can eat matzah, so therefore, and matzah has to be done at night, therefore we have to wait with the Kiddush till nightfall. That's what the Taz says. So the Rav explains, what's the pshat in the Taz? He says you could explain pshat in the Taz based on the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud, that from the Rambam, you could be medayik, that the Rambam holds there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis. There's one din in the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis, which is a mitzvah to drink four cups of wine. The mitzvah is the drinking of the four cups. And that mitzvah to drink the four cups of wine is a mitzvah of demonstrating freedom, of showing that we are celebrating the fact that we're free, we're acting as free people, we're drinking wine, we're drinking four cups of wine. In addition, the Rambam says that you're supposed to drink the wine when you recline. Why are you supposed to drink the wine reclining? In order to show freedom. So there's one halacha of Arba Kaisis which is fulfilled through the drinking of the four cups. However, says the Rav, there's another din in the Dalet Kaisis. The other din of Dalet Kaisis is that each of the cups is a kaishal bracha. What does it mean that each of the cups is a kaishal bracha? It means that each cup, really, the mitzvah is to say a bracha. Just the Rabbanan were mitakein, that you make the bracha on a cup of wine. You have to make the bracha lechatchila ala kais. It's like then we have, for example, kiddush ala kais. Again, this is, he says there's two dimensions. Right. Each cup, besides the mitzvah of drinking, it's not just the mitzvah, I'm not talking about the mitzvah to be able to drink it, you have to say a bari priya gothen. But each cup really is a mitzvah of making a bracha. So for example, let's take the second cup. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to make the bracha that we say at the end of Magid, of Asher Ka'alonu, V'golos Aviseinu V'Mitzrayim, V'Higiyonu L'Ayoyim Azeh, Hashem redeemed us, and redeemed our forefathers from Egypt, and brought us to this day. And we conclude that, you know, we should be Zocher to bring a carbon Pesach, Baruch Ata Hashem, Gal Yisrael. That's the bracha that we recite at the end of Magid. So that bracha is a din to say the bracha on a cup. That's the din. The din of Arba Kosos is to make the bracha on the cup. Then there's a separate halacha, you have to drink it. The other way you can drink it is if you make a brachas hanenin first. So you have to say also a bayir pri agafen. But really, what is the mitzvah of Arba Kosos? Says of Soloveitchik, and he has a long arichas on this. This is not only his chiddush, but this is also very famous shtikl Torah of the Brisk Rav in the Sefer, which Bez Hashem will try to learn inside towards the end of this man. We'll do some in Yoni Pesach, we'll do the Brisk Rav inside. But the Brisk Rav explains that there's two dinim, he's medayik it from the Rambams, from the Gemara, very, very strong diukim, that there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis. There's one din that you have to make four brachos on the cup. And then there's another din that you have to drink the cups in a way that shows freedom, in a way that demonstrates freedom. So says now the Rav, that really both of these aspects, both the aspect of drinking the cups in a way that shows freedom, and the aspect of making these four brachos on the cups, they're all a fulfillment of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. These are all actually, they integrate into the kiyum of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, because let's take the aspect of drinking the four cups. When you drink the four cups, as we mentioned before, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says that when you drink the four cups of wine, you have to drink it reclining in a way that shows freedom, in a way that shows that you're acting free. So we're demonstrating by drinking these cups of wine that we're free. That's part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just to tell the story, but the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to act like a free person. You're acting like a free man. That's a way you fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So says the Rav, when you drink the four cups in a manner that you're reclining, you fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Rabbanan that way. And when you say the four brachos on the cups, you're also fulfilling with each of the brachos an aspect of Sipitzias time. So, let's go through them. So, for the easiest one is the bracha that we say on the second cup, which is the bracha of Asher Go'alonu of Magid, which really, that bracha is the concluding statement of the entire Magid. Now, the entire Magid was clearly telling the story of Sipitzias Mitzrayim, starting from Avodah Mayinu, or starting from Etchilo Yavdavay Yisorah Yavuseinu. So, and we conclude with the bracha. So, it's telling the bracha is a fulfillment of Sipitzias Mitzrayim, because it's the Magid together with the bracha that's set on the cup. That's clear. The fourth cup, says the Rav, which is also pretty clear-cut, how it relates and how it plays a role in Sipitzias Mitzrayim, is because the fourth cup is recited on Hallel. And as we mentioned yesterday, Salavichik pointed out from the Rambam, that part of the mitzvah of Sipitzias Mitzrayim is not just to tell the story how we were taken out of Egypt, but the mitzvah of Sipitzias Mitzrayim also requires that one should express gratitude and praise to Hashem for being redeemed, which we fulfill by reciting the Hallel. That's what we explained yesterday, that the Hallel that we say the night of the Seder is very unusual. You stop in the middle of Hallel and you have a meal, right? Because we say the first two paragraphs in Magid, and then we conclude the rest of it after the meal. It's a very unusual Hallel. If it was a regular Hallel, then it wouldn't make sense that we stop in the middle and eat a meal. You're not supposed to stop in the middle of Hallel, be machzik. So says the Rav, the pshat is that Hallel is a fulfillment of Sipitzias Mitzrayim. It's not like a regular Hallel. The Hallel, the night of the Seder, during the Seder, plays a role as part of the mitzvah of Sipitzias Mitzrayim. So that's clear why the second cup is connected to telling the story of Sipitzias Mitzrayim. But the question is, says the Rav, what's the connection between the first cup and the third cup? The first cup, which is the cup of Kiddush, and the third cup, which is the cup of Birchas Hamazon. Those seem to be just the regular halacha that we have all year long, that when you make Kiddush, you have to say Kiddush, sanctify the day, sanctify the time of Yom Tov, but we recite it on a cup. And similarly, Birchas Hamazon, you're thanking Hashem for the food that you eat, you have to bench, alak kais. What does that have to do with Sipitzias Mitzrayim? According to what we're saying, to explain the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the reason why the Mechaber says you have to make Kiddush the night of the Seder only after nightfall is because that's part of the mitzvah of Sipitzias Mitzrayim. Sipitzias Mitzrayim is only at night. How is Kiddush and Birchas Hamazon a kiyum of Sipitzias Mitzrayim? So says the Rav that the pshat is the following. He suggests two pshatim. First pshat he says is he quotes actually Reb Sadia Gaon. He says Reb Sadia Gaon in his Siddur has a different text for the Kiddush the night of the Seder. Reb Sadia Gaon added into the text of Kiddush on the night of the Seder, like talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim as part of Kiddush. So a more detailed discussion about Yetzias Mitzrayim as a special nusach. So you see that he holds that the Kiddush of the Seder night is different than Kiddush throughout the year. Kiddush of the Seder night is part of the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Rav. But even according to us, that we keep the text of Kiddush on the night of the Seder, the same as Kiddush all year long. However, we can still explain that the night of the Seder, Kiddush has, as we said, a dual function. It plays a role as Kiddush, and it's also part of the mitzvah of Sipitzias Mitzrayim. Because what is the mitzvah of Sipitzias Mitzrayim? The mitzvah of Sipitzias Mitzrayim, as we said in the Agoda, is that you have to talk about the fact how originally we were on a very low spiritual level. Our forefathers were idol worshippers, and then we were exiled into Egypt, and God took us out and chose us to be His nation and gave us the Torah at our Sinai. That's the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the fact that we received the Torah. So says the Rav, in Kiddush, what do we talk about in Kiddush? We talk about Hashem bochar bonu mikolam. We talk about the fact that Hashem men chose us, singled us out from all the peoples of the world. And we have a special role in the world. We have a special task to receive the Torah, to uphold the Torah, and to be a light onto the nations of how a person should live. So we're chosen. We talk about the fact that we're chosen in Kiddush. And we talk about, in Kiddush, we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, says the Rav, that the actual bracha that we're reciting during Kiddush relates to certain aspects of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, of leaving Egypt. The fact that we mentioned that we were taken out of Egypt. We talk about the fact that Hashem chose us and sanctified us, sanctified this time. So therefore, it's a fulfillment, not just of Kiddush, but it's a fulfillment of Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why the Taz and the Magen Avraham say that you have to say Kiddush dafka at night. Based on this, he also explains, you could say that the benching also, the night of the Seder, is not a regular benching. It's not like a regular Birchas HaMazon that we bench all year long. All year long you're benching, you're thanking Hashem for the food. And the Gemara in Brachos talks about what things you have to incorporate into benching. Midaraisa, what do you have to give Hodah for? But he says, in the night of the Seder, the fact that we say, Noidu L'cha Hashem L'keinu, Al Shei Tzisonu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Uftisonu Mi'beis Avodim, we thank Hashem for taking us out of Egypt, redeeming us from slavery, for giving us the Torah. So the benching itself now takes on a new character. It takes on the character of being a fulfillment and a performance of the mitzvah of Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim. And since a performance of the mitzvah of Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim, therefore it can only be recited after night when you can already fulfill the mitzvah of Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is connected to the matzah, because it's a time of matzah, so you can also fulfill the mitzvah of Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim at that time. Okay, well, let's mention another one or two words on Kadesh. Soloveitchik, in the Exalted Evening Haggadah, points out that if you look, this is Vitaly, he has this discussion as well in the Siach HaGrid Haggadah, a very important discussion. He talks about this, I believe, and actually here maybe he doesn't discuss it, maybe only briefly. There's a very famous discussion, Big Shiloh the Poskim. Are you allowed to drink grape juice for Arba Kosos? What's the halacha? Do you have to drink for Arba Kosos wine? Or can you drink, you know, grape juice? So there's a machlokes among the Poskim. If you're supposed to drink wine, or should you drink, or you're allowed to drink grape juice. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that l'chatchila, a person should drink wine for all of the Arba Kosos. He says that if a person finds it difficult to drink wine, so you can mix wine with grape juice, and you should try to have, let's say, the majority of wine in your cup. The majority of the cup should be wine. So it's Rav Yayin, it'll be considered like you're drinking four cups of wine. However, the Rav points out that in the Rambam, as we just mentioned, the Rambam's language is that the mitzvah of drinking four cups of wine is to drink them derech cherus. It's to drink them in a manner that demonstrates freedom. Demonstrates freedom. So normally, so Rav Moshe Feinstein says that drinking in a way that shows freedom, that's actually where we learn out that you have to drink dafka wine. Because if you drink grape juice, that doesn't show freedom. That doesn't show that you're there like, you know, an aristocrat, or that you're a chush of a person to drink grape juice. Welch's grape juice. I mean, water, Kadam grape juice.
I mean, it is.
You have to drink. You have to drink something, cool, you know, chashuv, mashka mashaker. It has to have an alcoholic content to it, Rav Moshe Feinstein holds. However, the Rav said, no, derech cherus means, yeah, you're showing freedoms. You have to enjoy it. If you're a person who does not enjoy drinking wine, you find wine something that gives you a headache, you don't like the taste, you know, you have to force yourself on Purim a little bit to drink, just yosem elimudai. So it's hard for you to drink wine. So then on the contrary, you should drink grape juice. However, the Rav says that there's a difference here between the first cup and the other three cups. Because since, as we just mentioned, the first cup of wine has two aspects to it, two dinim. What are the two dinim in the first cup? It's one kiddush of all year, and it's part of Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he says like this, the Rambam paskens when it comes to Kiddush, that you're supposed to make Kiddush on wine, Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, which is fit to be poured on the Mizbeach. It has to be Yayin, which is Roy, to be poured on the Mizbeach, which according to the Rambam is, it has to be 100% natural, no sugar added to it. It can't have any processing.
Poured on the what?
Been done to it. It has to be, the Rambam says, when you make Kiddush on wine, I think it's in Perek Lamed, of Hilchos Shabbos, Rambam says, when you make Kiddush on wine, the wine has to be wine that is fit to be poured on the Mizbeach. Okay, it's in Perek Chof Tes, of Hilchos Shabbos. Let me just find it. Where is it? In the Rambam?
Rambam what?
The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says, in Perek Chof Tes, Halacha Yud Dalet, he says, Ein Mekadshin, you don't make Kiddush, Ela al Hayayin Aroy Nasech al Gabi HaMizbeach. You can only make Kiddush, the Rambam says, on wine, which is fit to be poured on the Mizbeach, and therefore he continues and says, if you have wine, which had some honey mixed into it, or yeast, you're not allowed to make Kiddush on it. Okay, that's how the Rambam, that's the Rambam Shita. In Perek Chof Tes of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Dalet.
Isn't a lot of our wine have sugar?
Right, so according to the Shita of the Rambam, you're not going to be Yotzei Kiddush with it. He said, the Rambam says that others disagree. He says, but that's how I paskin. He says, I paskin. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says. I'm not familiar exactly with Malaga, but I think it's if it has any sugar added to it, it has to be, according to the Rambam, no, the Rav says in general, this is what I was about to conclude the part, or the idea, the point, he says in general, for arbicosis, you could use grape juice. However, he says, since the Rambam Shita is, that in order to be Yotzei Kiddush in general, all year long, you have to use wine that has no additives at all. So he said, it has to be something that's fit to be poured on the Mizbeach. So he says, according to the Rambam, you should not use, for the first cup, grape juice, because according to the Rambam in general, you should not be making Kiddush on grape juice all year, according to the Rambam, because it's not fit to be poured on the Mizbeach. It has to be Yayin, Aroy, Nasech, Al Gabi, Al Mizbeach. But, and therefore, he says, for the first cup, if you want to be machmir for the Rambam, you should use wine, and the wine that has no additives, you know, added into it, in order to be yotzei the aspect of kiddush. So, in other words, since there's two dinim to the cup, so mitzad the din of Sipritz Yis Mitzrayim, the Rav says, really grape juice would be good, because grape juice would show freedom. But mitzad the din of kiddush, grape juice is not good, according to the Rambam. That's what the Rav says. It's quoted also in the Exalted Evening Haggadah. We'll just go on to the next step in the Seder. The next step in the Seder is Urchas. We wash our hands before we eat the vegetable, the karpas. So the order, when we say the simanim, when people have a minig, they start their Seder by singing the simanim of the Seder, the different steps of the Seder, Kadesh, Urchas, whichever tune you're familiar with or that is your minig. So we group together, Kadesh Urchatz. You wash your hands. You say Kiddush, then you wash your hands. So this is a Chassidish of art that the different Chassidish Rebbe said. I have in my notes that this idea in the name of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says the following. He says, they ask a question that normally you would think it should work the opposite. We know that Urchatz, what does Urchatz mean? You wash yourself, you clean yourself. Kadesh means you become holy. So says the Avnei Nezer, normally the order of how a person improves and changes is that first he has to get rid of his sins, then he can make himself holy. As the Pasuk says, Sur Meira, stay away from bad, Basay Toif, then do good. So first you have to throw away your Averis, and then you could improve. However, yeah, Aman Baruch Mordechai, curse Aman, then, you know, bless Mordechai. However, says the Avnei Nezer, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're going to say later in the Haggadah, it says in the Pasuk, V'at Oroim V'Erya, that you were naked and bereft. And the Chazal explained, what does this pasuk mean? Ba'at Arim Ve'erya. So it says in the Gemara that they were, and Rashi quotes in Chumash, They were naked of mitzvahs. Va'erach, the pasuk continues and says, Va'erach, I saw you mispoiseses b'damayich, I saw you wallowing in your bloods. Va'omalach b'damayich chayi, va'omalach b'damayich chayi. What is it referring to when it says, I saw you wallowing in the blood? It says the Lashon blood plural. B'damayich chayi, with two yuds. B'damayich, with your bloods you will live. So Rashi says in Chumash, it refers to Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. That Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim were naked, they didn't have any mitzvahs, they didn't have any schuyos. As Chazal tell us, they were on the 49th level of Tumah. They were undeserving of being redeemed. But Hashem gave them two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Pesach and the mitzvah of Mila, and that was a schus for them to be able to be redeemed. So says the Avnei Nezer, we see that in Mitzrayim, there was a chiddush, that even though really the Jews were on a very low level, spiritually, they're on the 49th level of Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them Kedusha. First, he was Mekadesh them, he sanctified them. He gave them two mitzvahs. He gave them the mitzvah of Karban Pesach and the mitzvah of Mila. And once they had now that Kedusha that they received from those mitzvahs, they were able then to pull themselves up out of the 49th level of Torah and through Yetzias Mitzrayim, going through the Midbar, till they reached Har Sinai, they reached the 49th level of Kedusha. They came all the way out from the 49 levels of Tumah. That's why the 49 days of Sfiras Ha'Omer. So says the Avnei Nezer that on Pesach night, things are reversed. Even though all year long a person has to normally, if he wants to fix himself, he would have to, so to speak, wash himself, clean himself of sin, and only afterwards be able to sanctify himself. Sura Me'rava Seitoit. On the night of the Seder, such a night of such tremendous Kedusha, such a night of Rachamim, of divine providence, love, and compassion towards Bnei Yisrael, that Hashem gives us the opportunity to become holy without first getting rid of our sins. And that's, he says, represented by the fact that the order, we say, is Kadesh Urchatz. There's Kedusha tonight! And then only afterwards comes Urchatz, you wash your hands. The night of the Seder is such a night of Kedusha, it's such a night of an influence of Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Jew Kedusha on the Seder night, even if he's not deserving of it, even if he's on a low level, like the Jews in Mitzrayim. The Jews in Mitzrayim were on the 49th level of Tumah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu really didn't deserve to be redeemed. But Hashem gave them Kedusha. He gave them the opportunity to become holy by giving them the mitzvah of Pesach, by giving them the mitzvah of Mila. And on the Seder night, Hashem gives us Kedusha, even if we're not deserving of Kedusha, even if we're not yet clean of sin. And that's why the order of the Seder is Kadesh Urchatz, is that first you become holy, and then you cleanse yourself. That's the pshat that the Shemesh Shmuel quotes in the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer. And this is also quoted by other Chassidish Rebbes. Other Chassidish Rebbes. It's a Chassidish pshat in Kadesh Urchatz. Just have in my notes that Rav Moshe Wolfson, Shlito, the Mashgiach of Yeshiva Torah V'das, he says the following. He says that these two mitzvahs of Karban Pesach and Bris Mila, these were the two mitzvahs which were the preparation to be zocha to the Gula of Mitzrayim, as it says in the pasuk, right? Va'arach mespoiseses b'damayich, I saw you wallowing in your blood. Va'omalach b'damayich chayi, I said with your blood you will live. What does it refer to? Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. So he says that these two mitzvahs represent the mitzvah of bitachin, Karban Pesach demonstrated bitachin, as the Medrash says, that Klal Yisrael had to take a sheep and tie it to their bedpost 4 days in advance. And the Egyptians were asking them, what are you going to do with this? They said, we're going to shecht it. Even though the sheep was an idol for Egypt. It was one of their gods. It was something that they worshipped. So by taking the sheep, they had to demonstrate and show. I'll call you back, just finishing pre-shiur. I'll call you back. Say it. So they were showing, what were they showing? They were showing their betachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That they have full trust in Hashem. And similarly, Bris Mila, he says, represents a different concept. The concept of Bris Mila represents the concept, says Rav Wolfson, of kedusha, of having holiness in one's life, of control in the area of arayis, in the area of having kedusha. So he says that first of all, in order for a person to have these are the two mitzvahs which they had to do. They had to do the mitzvah of milah and karban pesach, and kedusha comes first. In order to eat karban pesach, you have to have a bris milah. In order for a person, he says, to have real bitachin, he has to be zochet, to be careful in the matters of kedusha, and that's why he says here, we say kadesh urchatz, that first kedusha comes first, and then only afterwards urchatz, you can cleanse yourself and have bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's pshat that I saw in the Rav Wolfson Haggadah, which I have here in my notes from last year. But the basic idea is that there's these two mitzvahs which were enabled, that was the schus for Klal Yisrael to have the geula, was the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, which represents bitachin in Hashem, and the mitzvah of bris milah, which is the mitzvah of kedusha. Okay, we'll stop here, Rabbi Isai. Continue, Bez Hashem, with the Haggadah after Purim.